So we're continuing our theme week on back to school.
Well, I was hoping you'd say that.
Since it's the second day of our theme week, I thought it would be appropriate that we talk about number two, pencils. And did you ever wonder? did you like that segue?
The number
that
two.
That was good, right?
Pencil. Yes,
number
I
two
do.
Pencil.
Very good, yes.
Okay, so the reason why it's called a number two pencil. Have you ever wondered that? Have you?
Never more than right now.
Well, manufacturers distinguish their pencils by grading them, but there is no common standard.
Oh.
So the rest of the world uses a system of numbers and letters to describe how hard and how black a pencil's lead is.
The rest of the world does that?
Yes, but here in the U.S., we do things differently, of course.
We do, of course. We do. And better.
We number our pencils from 0 to 4.
Did
you know it went from 0 to 4?
No idea.
I've never seen anything except a number two pencil. So
I think I had a 1.5 pencil. Did they do half steps?
I think so.
I think I had somewhere in my collection when I was a youngster a 1.5 pencil.
Oh, okay. Well, aren't you special?
You're welcome.
So the numbers are a measure of the hardness of the graphite. Higher numbers indicate a harder lead, which gives you a finer point and crisper lines. Lower numbers indicate a softer lead, which is good for shading, artists and things like that.
For shady people, yeah.
So number two sits right in the middle. It's the Goldilocks of pencils. Not too hard, not too soft.
Just right. Somebody tell Josh.
For filling in a Scantron.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right for that.
All of the above.
So numbers as designation were first used by John Thoreau, father of Henry David Thoreau. Yes.
Okay.
When graphite was discovered in New Hampshire during the 1820s, John Thoreau and his brother-in-law built their own pencil factory.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
So the only problem was that New Hampshire's graphite wasn't a very good quality. So Henry David Thoreau discovered how to make a good pencil out of inferior graphite using clay as a binder.
There it is.
So Thoreau's business took off, and by the middle of the 19th century, the Thoreaus were selling pencils with varying graphite hardness, which they numbered 1 through 4.
The Thoreaus. We have the Thoreaus to thank.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if a pencil's core is made from graphite, then why do we call it pencil lead? There's no lead
in it,
right?
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to 1565.
I like when you ask me the question, then you answer it.
Yeah. So it goes back to 1565 when a large deposit of graphite was discovered in England. Now, this particular deposit of graphite was extremely pure and solid and could be easily sawn into sticks.
Perfect.
But chemistry at the time was in its infancy, and so they just assumed that it was a form of lead. So they called it pencil lead.
Pencil lead, yeah.
And it stuck, even though there's not actually any lead in the pencils.
Well, it was good branding. For sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the favored timber for pencils was red cedar.
Oh, yeah.
As it was aromatic and did not splinter when sharpened.
I remember being in school and smelling my pencils. Did you do that?
I don't think I did.
What's this? This is a number two, number two HB from Staples here.
Okay. See, the HB is, that's the.
This one doesn't smell.
No.
It's from Staples. That's why.
Probably. All right. So, in the early 20th century, supplies of red cedar were dwindling so that pencil manufacturers were forced to recycle the wood from cedar fences and barns to maintain supply. Mm. One effect of this was that during World War II, rotary pencil sharpeners were outlawed in Britain.
Really?
At the time, the supply of the red cedar that had historically been used in pencils was getting extremely low, so the government briefly outlawed pencil sharpeners because they wasted so much scarce lead and wood.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Lay down the law.
Yeah. No more pencil sharpeners.
None.
So on March 30th, 1858, the very first patent was awarded for attaching an eraser to the end of a pencil.
Great idea.
And the little metal band that holds the eraser onto the pencil, that is called a ferrule.
Ferrule.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah,
really.
Sure does.
Fair girl.
Now, the majority of the pencils made here in the U.S. are painted yellow. Have you ever wondered why?
Yes, to match the school bus.
Yes, to match the school bus.
Thank you.
No. But the tradition did begin in 1890 when a company from Austria-Hungary introduced a pencil called the Cor-i-Nor Koh-i-Noor brand named after a famous diamond.
I'm really killing you with the pronunciations today.
It was intended to be the world's best and most expensive pencil, and at a time when most pencils were either painted in dark colors or not at all, they decided to paint theirs yellow. Huh. As well as simply being distinctive, the color may have also been a subtle nod to the yellow on the flag of Austria-Hungary.
Of course.
Other companies then copied the yellow color so that their pencils would be associated with the high-quality brand.
Perfect. Perfect, yeah.
So that's why we have yellow pencils.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Now, John Steinbeck. A lot of authors in this corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, John Steinbeck, he was an obsessive pencil user and is said to have used as many as 60 a day.
Oh, that's
a lot of pencils.
60 a day.
His novel, East of Eden, took more than 300 pencils to write.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Johnny Carson.
Who was counting? Was he counting?
Probably.
Just there's all those ferrules in the garbage can.
There you go. Done. Yeah, all the little pencil nubs.
So you count them up.
So Johnny Carson regularly played with pencils on his Tonight Show desk.
That's true.
These pencils were specially made with erasers at both ends to avoid onset accidents.
Of course. You don't want
to. Smart. Just in case. Safety first.
Right.
And Roald Dahl, another author, he used only pencils to write his books. He had 6 sharpened pencils ready at the beginning of each day. And only when all 6 pencils became unusable did he resharpen them.
There is something about seeing just a set of sharp pencils that says, I'm going to get to work. I'm going to use these implements to make something great. You don't get that with pens.
You don't.
The pencil you do.
You like pen. You went,
I went through
a pencil
phase.
I did.
You bought me some pencils, and I appreciate that. I still have them on my desk. Because the more you use them, you see them go down. A pen, you don't see that. Suddenly, they just stop working, and you're like, well, this is annoying. Throw it away. But a pencil, it's like, look at all the work I've done. This thing is tiny. It's a golf pencil.
Now. Right.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with number 2 pencils, did you?
Yeah. So because we talked about the ferrules at the end of pencils that hold on the erasers, we're going to play a song by Erasure, because there's erasers
so dumb
on the end of pencils.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to play A Little Respect.
It's A Little Respect off the album The Innocents. The group is Erasure. And Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about number 2 pencils and then their erasures at the end of the pencil.
Yeah.
Not many songs about pencils, believe it or not.
No, but it was a good stretch to get to Erasure
for
sure.
You know, the 17th floor only has so much.
You're right.
To choose from.
You are right. Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay. Pencil numbers are a measure of the hardness of the graphite.
During WW2, pencil sharpeners were outlawed in Britain.
And the metal band that holds the eraser onto a pencil is called a ferrule.
Ferrule. There you go. That's your takeaway for today.
Yeah.
Ferrule. File that with Zarf.
Zarf.
The Zarf, the cardboard that goes around the coffee at Starbucks or at things to protect your delicate lady fingers. That's Zarf.
Yeah.
That's a Zarf right there. Hey, do they still, when I went to school, they had those hideous, speaking of World War II, they looked like they were from World War II, those pencil sharpeners where you go up to the front of the room and then you grind.
And like it never came, it always was real like rough
when it came out.
Yeah.
Like not sharp rough, but just not smooth because it was a World War II implement. It looked like.
Yeah.
Do they still have those, I wonder, in schools? Do kids still use pencils?
You're the one with kids. You would know this.
Well,
I don't know.
Have to buy pencils and they have to be pre-sharpened. So, and
they have to be pre-sharpened.
Yes, it's very important.
What?
And you can buy pre-sharpened pencils, by the way, at a premium.
I used to use the mechanical pencils. Oh, is that allowed still or
that's
no?
That's frowned upon. That. So what are you, 1990 or is that terrible? Folks want to learn more about number 2 pencils. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
But in all seriousness, those mechanical pencils, those are real sharp. You could really, if you were not careful, you could stab yourself in the hand real bad. They were real sharp. You could.
What?
You could.
You could, but like, how would you do that on accident?
Well, I don't know. Johnny Carson had erasers on both ends of his pencils, so he didn't have an on-air emergency, you know?
I guess.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you for coming in today.
You've
enlightened us with so much with you and your ferrules. More tomorrow, please, as you continue your theme week on Back to School. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Ed Smith with traffic in just a moment. Weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols. And coming up at 5 o'clock today, we are going to play the 5 o'clock feud. Give you a chance to win Red Wings tickets, a 4-pack, and a $250 gift card to Turning Stone Resort and Casino, courtesy of Savage and Son Home Services.